65 people were killed in this massive flood, which was about 10% of the population.
And what year was that?
That was in 1882, August the 24th. The citizens that survived picked up, and they moved uphill to this terrible little old city of San Angelo, and they began to set up shop in San Angelo. And that is where our Wild West little town began to change, because the women and the preachers set out to civilize us. It wasn't long until there were circuit riding preachers that began to hit all of the saloons in San Angelo with guns on their side and began to ask for donations that they might build churches. In about 10 years, San Angelo was known as the city with the most churches and the less religion of any city in the area. Miss Hattie's was one of the most successful businesses in San Angelo on East Concho Street, where an enterprising woman set up a business where other enterprising, entrepreneurial type women could demonstrate their skills and be paid for their efforts. It is said that Miss Hattie required her girls to go to a different church each week so that the customer base might be expanded. In 1888, the Santa Fe Railroad arrived in San Angelo, and that is really when our sleepy little town became a city. Within two decades, the Kansas City, Mexico, and the Orient Railroad arrived in San Angelo, and we became a hub of West Texas with rail. There was also, to further our importance as a city, there was a tuberculosis outbreak in this country. It hit the United States in the early 1900s, and a man by the name of McKnight came to Carlsbad, Texas, about 16, 17 miles north of San Angelo, and established the McKnight Sanitarium, and he treated tuberculosis patients, and he was very successful. And people by the thousands, by the 10,000s, came from the humid areas that they lived to dry West Texas so that they might be treated for tuberculosis. And most of them stayed here. This is, the building still stands. It now belongs to the Texas MHMR. The 1920s were a tremendous time. The Roaring Twenties were a great time for the growth of San Angelo. And seemingly, overnight, the city became a major trade center for ranchers and farmers and settlers in the north, in the Concho Valley. And then, about 80 miles to the west of us in Reagan County, Santa Rita blew, and oil was discovered in West Texas. The cities of Big Lake and Odessa and Midland were nothing but cow towns. There was nothing for them. So they all came to the biggest city that was set up and ready on the banks of the Concho River. And they came here and they built their businesses and they built their homes. And there was a boom in building in San Angelo in the 20s like we probably will never ever see again. Buildings all downtown was built in the 20s until the Depression. And that slowed everything down. But San Angelo is a diverse community, and realizing our isolation, and I think isolation is the key to the whole thing. There was a group of people here in the 1928s that decided that we needed a college in San Angelo, Texas, and they went to the Texas legislature, and they asked that Texas Technological University be built in San Angelo, Texas. The legislature foolishly decided to build Texas Tech in Lubbock, undeterred. The citizens of San Angelo started to raise money. They raised enough money and they built San Angelo College on Oak Street. You had the high school on one side of the street. On the other side, you had San Angelo College. We educated our citizens. In 1947, after we survived the Great Depression, there was a fundraiser held in the city, and $300,000, a tremendous amount of money, was raised in our city. And they moved way, way out in the country on the south side of town, where Avenue N is right now.
Folks, I told you we were going to be in for a treat, and we still got a little time left. Let's keep going. Okay, we're on Avenue N. Now, and we're in what year?
We're in 1947.
That's when my mother was born.
1947.
Our citizens, 37.
Well, in 1947, our citizens got together and raised $300,000 and moved way out in the sticks.
That was a lot of money back then.
That was a lot of money. Moved out in the sticks out on Avenue N, and San Angelo College was created. You know, one thing I need to go back to when I talk about the women and the preachers civilizing us. You know, people have said that the Wild West began in Tombstone or Tucson. Wild West began right here in San Angelo, Texas. This is where it started. They just got the remains of it. Anyway, 1947, we built the college. San Angelo College out on Avenue N. And from the very beginning, the uniqueness of this has shown forth. San Angelo College was a pioneer in racial relations. In 1953, the first black student was admitted to San Angelo College. His name was Ben Kelly. Ben Kelly was a ball player for the Blackshear Leopards. That was out on the north side of town where the black students went. There's never been a ball team in this area that was any better than the Blackshear Leopards. And I don't know that anyone any better than Ben Kelly ever played for.
And obviously that's where Blackshear Elementary.
That's where it came from. Right. Ben Kelly wanted to play ball for the Rams. And he went and asked them, and they said, put on a uniform. Now, it caused a lot of problems that first couple of years, the places we played. But our team had to stick together. But they stuck together. Ben Kelly was a success as a Ram. He then went on to San Francisco and played professional ball for the 49ers. He then came back and ran the Boys and Girls Clubs here in San Angelo for many, many years and died here just several years ago. In about the mid-50s, the San Angelo schools decided to integrate. They brought the Blackshear students from the north side. They brought the Hispanic students from the south side, and they integrated them together into the San Angelo Independent School. There were no troops. There was no fanfare. It was nothing. It was just a matter of the city taking care of the city and bringing all of these students together. In 1963, then Governor John Colony signed legislation that would eventually create Angelo State University. This happened in 1969 when we changed from Angelo State College to Angelo State University. 2007, Angelo State joined Texas Tech, and we now have one of the premier partnerships and schools in all of the state. We had about 7,000 students in 2011. We're now sitting at the 10,000 mark. And Angelo State is recognized all over the world for excellence in academics. We are a known university. Also about this time in the 40s, there was other groups of people that were working in our city, realizing and hearing the war drums that were banging in Europe. And they realized that the war was coming back. So a group of people found a section of land in West San Angelo, and they asked that the government come in and build Carfield, and they did. Carfield trained bombardiers. They trained bombardiers on the B-25s, the 25, the 29s, the 26s, the 17s. They trained bombardiers. We had a San Angelo native, a man by the name of Jack W. Mathis, that was born in San Angelo in 1921, that was a bombardier in a plane over Germany, and he was heroic in the things that he did, but he was killed in a bombardier run.